Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I ain't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some bands. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend. All my niggas riding with me and we cruising through the city. Got them blickies on me if a nigga wanna get up with me. If you see my brothers and we go forever, get them stitchy. Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty, and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding. You said you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was ballin' on that court, now a nigga in the nosebleed. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the line, your heart got so heavy. Thinking to myself, like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling all these bitches that you wanna play me. But that shit got back to me, and that shit so crazy. Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
Don't matter no more. for me to grow.
Houston, Texas made me.
For my city, I'll go crazy. Shout out to all my day ones who remain the same ones. Like my homegirl Fozzy, who's always been there for me. Since the fifth grade, you remain the same. Now that I'm a mother, I see all of the struggles. Everything you did to keep food on the table. Put my dreams to the side, man, that hurt my pride. Now I'm back at it, I ain't gon' stop till I finally have it. Lost a few along the way, friends who were like family. Love couldn't make us closer, I wish you all love and closure. The only thing that matters is who I do it for. I do it for my baby, I do it for my soul. Keep my head up high, water makes the grass grow. Yeah, water makes the grass grow. Screaming out, I made it, yes, mama.
Finally made it. And I feel like the front pages, the front pages. Shit, I can't touch a long way. And I think of my baby. If it wasn't for my son, I wouldn't be here today. Yo, 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 yo. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's another episode of Freestyle Friday with your boy B-Trey and my man Radio Rel. What's going on, guys?
What's going on? Hey, everybody. Again, welcome y'all to Fan Favorite Freestyle Friday. We have a special guest, Chicago's very own A1 Nero. What's going on, bro?
What's good?
My fan. Thanks for coming to the show, man.
No problem at all. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Anytime.
So, before we get into anything heavy, tell the world who you are and, you know, go ahead and, you know, if you got some shit to any social media and anything, tell the world about it real quick.
I go by A1 Nero. I'm an up-and-coming artist from Chicago. I turned 26 in a couple months, so that's a blessing to be able to see that coming from this city. All my social media handles, all my social media handles are A1_Nero. So that's Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can find me there. Currently, I'm in like a rebranding process. Like, I'm coming with a whole different type of style than what I used to be. So I kind of basically starting over with my YouTube and stuff like that. My website will be up soon, and my Storyteller EP is also coming soon as well. It's called Methodist. So all of that stuff is upcoming, and once it's all released, the rebranding process will be complete.
Hey. Okay. So I got a question since you said you were rebranding yourself. So what was your old style? So how would you compare your old style to your new style?
I don't want to say like it's not that big of a difference, but I feel like it is, because I feel like my old style was kind of following the path of just another ordinary Chicago artist, just talking about the same things, not really having a message, just a lot of turn up and a lot of just other stuff. Now I feel like I'm coming with stories. I feel like I'm coming with pictures and different visuals that's going to actually show you, like, yo, I'm serious about this. I'm not just somebody that's doing this as a hobby. I'm going to put my blood, sweat, and tears into this and show you.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm coming different than a lot of other Chicago artists out there.
Okay. So it's more lyrical this time around.
More lyrical and more storytelling, because even my visuals was more like sometimes I had a video that's like, oh, let's pick up a camera and shoot a video, or other times I might have, let's go out and look for locations and stuff like that. Now I'm coming with, let's sit out and plan a treatment for this video or this visual. so we can actually give them a feeling to not only what I'm saying in the tracks, but let them see exactly the picture that I'm trying to tell as well.
I understand. Okay, so basically you just leveled up. Took a mean, it sounds like
much.
A mean ass level up too, man.
I'm just trying to make it happen.
Man, I'm eager to hear the new sound. So you say you're a story rapper. Would you compare yourself to like you know what I'm saying, like the Rick Rosses and shit like that? Not the Rick Rosses, the Slick Ricks.
Kind of.
Or like a Wale type shit.
I'm trying to go down that path. Like, with the Storyteller EP that I got coming out, it's going to basically be on that type of wave, but it's also going to be on, like, the Beyonce Lemonade type of wave, where it's, like, a visual EP. So it's, like, I kind of want every story that I'm telling to correlate into each other. So it's, like, I got this track called Black Lives Matter. I got Rise Above Cancer. Day in Chicago, and then this other joint called Unlatched. It's going to be a 4-track storytelling EP, but I'm going to put so much work into these visuals that I want y'all to, like, not just look at it like, oh, well, it's only 4 tracks, so we can't really get into it. No, I want people to, like, listen to it and see the visuals and, like, I want more of this. Like, that's the way I'm trying to come with this.
Okay. I can see that being super damn dope. Like, not a lot of artists. I've never heard a lot of artists who want to put that type of effort to a vision.
Well, that to me is
dope within itself.
The way I look at it, because I've been heavily influenced by Duane Lucas since he came out. So, like, once I seen that Ross Cappuccino video that he did, after that, it changed my whole perspective of visuals. It's like,
right.
He told a whole story from 2 different people's perspective. He wasn't even there to do that. But the way that he told that story and letting it be a true story, it was simply amazing. And after that, it was like, yo, I got to change up my whole mentality. I can't just stay the same way.
That's true.
That nigga John Lucas, man, though, he nice. So if you want his level, man, I got to fuck with you, man.
I ain't gonna say that I'm there, but I'm trying to get somewhere near that level.
I feel you, right. Man, I feel you. All right, look, you're getting somewhere nice then.
So he's one of the inspirations you got going for yourself.
Definitely. Like, he is definitely a heavy influence of the path that I'm trying to take in music. Eminem is also a heavy influence of. I ended up sharing a post the other day on Facebook where somebody was like, would Eminem still be as great as he is if he was black? I'm sitting there thinking to myself, his hits might not have hit the way that they hit back then if he was black, but his lyrical ability, his wordplay, the way he used double entendres and everything else he uses, I feel like no matter the skin color, no matter the race, he'll still be in that GOAT status because he'll be able to hold his own.
Facts.
That's true.
Quick question though. Jay-Z versus Eminem, if a hit, who winning?
I've had this conversation multiple times with one of my coworkers. That's a tough one because if you're thinking about it, like hit a hit, I say Jay-Z, even though I feel like Eminem is one of the greatest of all time. The only reason I would edge it to Jay-Z is because I feel like Jay-Z has more relatable hits than what Eminem had. Because when Eminem came out with his hits, he was more on the Without Me and My Name Is. And, like, those were kind of out there. And then once he, like, kind of sobered up and got off of it and started dropping that Not Afraid and stuff like that, I feel those hits, a lot of people, they look at it like, oh, well, once he got off drugs, he kind of got ass or whatever. And I'm like, no, it's just the way that he coming now, he coming with a message, but y'all don't want to hear it because it's not that Eminem. But jumping back to the edge it to Jay, just because I feel like he'll have more relatable hits.
And I appreciate that. Even though I'm an Eminem fan. I really think Eminem is a GOAT. You know what I'm saying? I love the whole label of Shady. And Jay, I also love Jay, but you know what I'm saying? I'm an Eminem fan more than I'm a Jay fan. But yeah, I still got to get to Jay. I see, yeah.
I'm the same way.
I have these debates on Facebook all the time that I've been a part of. And it's, I feel the same way. Eminem just ain't have enough hit to compete with Jay-Z. That's all. If he has twice as many hits as Jay-Z had, then it'd be fair to be like, well, it's a toss-up. Who knows? But Jay got it because he got, like you said, more relatable hits. So to me, Jay got it.
All right. So who would you like? Okay, so you said Joyner Lucas, Slick Rick, and Sam Wale. Where are your stories coming from? Like, is these stories based on like your life, or is this storytelling? You just coming from like the head off the head with it, or are these your stories? This is
like
your
King Von
your
shit.
Book. Yeah. So speaking
of
shit.
Some of them are my stories, and then others is stories that I'm basically just coming up with. Like that Rise Above Cancer, that is a story about my grandmother. Like how she beat cancer four times, and then she ended up losing her life the time after. So that's a story of like actual my past and what's been going on with me and stuff like that. That's going to be on the EP. But then, like, stories like A Dance Iraq / Chicago, Black Lives Matter, and Unlatched, those are more just stories that I'm, like, trying to tell that will be relatable, but also will sit there and make you think. Like, with Black Lives Matter, the people that I mentioned in it, a lot of people probably have forgotten about, or maybe not, depending on how you end up looking at it, because not only did I hit on the Trayvon Martin incident, I hit on a lot of people, but I also hit on some people that a lot of people didn't know about, like Frank Judd. He got stomped out for supposedly stealing the cop's wallet, but that didn't actually happen. But they ended up covering up, like, oh, he did this, and they end up damn near beating him to death. So it's like I'm touching on a lot of different things there because I actually had to do research on it because I wanted this song to hit a lot differently than what majority of my other songs hit because this kind of hits home for me because I am a black artist that's growing up in Chicago and anything could possibly happen. The same way with A Dance Iraq / Chicago. Like, the way that I end up trying to organize that is it's basically like you got this street nigga that's all about Chirac and out here doing drills with Waka Tang and all that, but then you also got this bookmark kid that's trying to go to college, that's trying to get himself all in order and get everything together. And then coming towards the end, you'll see how their lives will end up intertwining and stuff like that. So I kind of, like, based that one off the Ross Cappuccino, but it's not so much that one. It's basically just telling the story of two sides of the coin. Well, two sides of the same coin, if you want to say it like that. And then Unlatched is basically, like, a male's perspective from a love story. Like, we always hear about how the man did old girl dirty bang and all that, but I feel like Unlatched is basically telling, okay, this is kind of what happened on my end. Like, because not many guys get a perspective of love stories. It's always, fuck that bitch, I don't care about her no more, we'll walk the bang. Some dudes actually got emotions and they talk about it.
Facts.
Yeah,
that's how I'm coming with the EP. But then I also have a storytelling track on my album that's coming out called Lovesick. Now, that right there, that's my personal experience. Like, that's a joint that hits close to home because that's exactly what I went through and trying to overcome it and stuff like that and just get past it. So that's another one that's personal to me. But I'm basically in between. Like, I can tell stuff about my life, but then I can also sit down and, like, just try to write out an entire story and then just be able to tell it on the track.
Okay. So, you don't have an official date for your EP yet, or do you?
No, I don't have an official date. I used to do dates a lot, but, you know, how setbacks come and stuff like that. So I was just like,
man,
I don't want to post dates anymore until I officially know, like, yo, everything is ready to rock and roll.
Okay, I understand.
So, question. Of course, you work with other artists before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's easier to work with another rap artist or an R&B artist?
Are you asking, do I think it's harder?
Yeah.
That's actually a good question, because I'm on this upcoming album, I've got rap artists and R&B artists, so I don't want to say it's harder, but it just really depends on that person and their work ethic. That's how I end up looking at it. So it's like you can have that artist that you'll send them a track and they'll have it back to you probably by like next week or the day after because they're already in the studio. But then you also have those artists where you can send them a track and you probably won't get it back for like a month because like you never know how a schedule will go. So I don't want to say it's like harder working with any artist. I just feel like it depends on the person and their work ethic.
Okay.
I agree. Because you got some R&B singers with the same drive as rappers, I'm saying. And not saying necessarily it doesn't take drive to be an R&B singer. But I done ran into some lazy R&B singers that just want to be in a recording just to say I did something today.
Mm-hmm. But then you also got artists that, like, they'll sometimes put their all into it, but then other times you have artists that will half-ass you. And I truly try to stay away from those artists because I don't want to pay for a feature and you don't go as hard as the money that I paid you for it. Then I'm going to feel like I got disrespected and I end up paying you money for some bullshit. Like, no.
Yeah, I don't. Like, when I'm working with artists, I try to get back to them fast. Like, whether it be me working on their album cover or me sending them a feature or them just trying to give them a beat or whatever, I try to work with them as fast as I can. Like, because that fucks up the basically connection or whatever. That makes you not want to mess with that person again.
Yeah, I feel you. Right.
That's a. Nowadays, though, it just seems like it's too, like, everything's too easy not for you to, like rely on somebody fast. Everything's online. Mm-hmm. You just send the shit, like, easily. Link it up to, like, one account or whatever. It's easy as hell to send a track. But I don't know why people be crazy. Apologize for anybody who run into somebody like that, man.
I don't know. Everybody want to be something, but they just too lazy to put the damn work in.
Dang. And then on a whole other note, there's some people out there that don't know that it don't take that much. Like, some people get discouraged, like, oh my God, this, oh my God, that. No, like, it don't even take that. You can relax. It's not that serious. Like, all you got to do is this and this and this.
You ain't wrong about that.
Speaking of that, so when did you start being an artist? What made you want to be an artist?
I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm the last child out of eight, so I was always looking up to my older brothers and stuff like that. Like, I got five older brothers and two older sisters. Like I said, I'm the last, so I was always looking up to a couple of my older brothers. And, like, my brothers and my cousins was, like, always rapping, so I'm like, I'm there around the majority of the time, and I'm, like, four, and, like, they have the cyphers downstairs in the basement, and I'm down there just bobbing my head with them, trying to spit bars, and I'm, like, four. But I was always on and off with it from there, but then I really didn't get consistent with it until, like, about 2011, like, my junior year of high school. Like, I'm in high school now, so it's, like, I feel like this is the time where I shouldn't just have it as a hobby or something to do on and off, but I should want to likely try to make this my career because this is something that I've truly been passionate about for I don't know how long. So it's like 2011, I want to say 2011 is when I really got the system. Like, I'm going to be an artist regardless of how things go. I'm going to continue to chase this dream until I make it happen.
Fuck with that. Man, okay, so I'm saying, what was your how did it feel the first time performing? Have you performed it? You performed, yeah.
My first time performing, I remember it vividly because it was the first show that I ever done, and I got booked through my actual videographer, like right now. Me and her been close almost 10 years now, so she was the one that ended up booking me for the show. I didn't have, like, nerves or nothing like that or anything. It was basically, like, those butterflies that hit, like, the first time, like, when you finna go on stage. But it's like, I've always been a speaker, like, when I was in school and stuff like that. So I know how to get in front of a crowd and I know how to perform. So it's like, those jitters were there, but it was like, I start thinking to myself, I do this majority of the time when I'm in school. I'm talking to people. So I can't just let a crowd intimidate me or make me feel like I can't do what I do. So it was an experience. And like I said, I loved it. Like, for that to be my first experience, the way that it ended up going, like, after I hit that first stage, it was like, all right, I'm gonna keep going up from here. Like, ain't no way around it.
That's what's up. You ever was performing against your lyrics?
Yes. That has definitely happened to me a couple times. But
I'm like, you're not an artist until you forget the lyrics.
I'm gonna keep it 100. I have definitely hit a stage with a new song and I forgot the lyrics and I'm like, alright. But I sooner or later found a way to rebound and catch myself and get on point, because I was always told that don't nobody know you fucked up your lyrics but you. So when you on stage, don't let them know that you fucked up your lyrics. Just keep going. Like, even if you have that stumble, turn it into a move when, like, you just turn it up with the crowd, or make it seem like you want to get the crowd participation or something like that. Make sure that you're still working and still entertaining even though you fucked up, because you're the only one to know that you fucked up.
Facts.
Back,
like,
back,
especially
back.
If it's a new song, shit, that's perfect, because I done fucked up a couple of times, and I done freestyled the rest of the verse. I'm not even going to lie to you, like performing, when our first couple of performers, I was nervous as hell. It ain't saying like it, but I was nervous as shit. I messed up my first, well, I said the first four bars of a 16-bar thing. After that fourth one, I was like, what the fuck? And I think I even said that. Boy, I must have just got the freestyling and everybody was vibing with it. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to keep freestyling.
I was just like, man. Shit, you turn that what the fuck is that ad lib shit. Just let it keep riding
enough.
That's the great part about knowing how to freestyle. You can just
put things in there. Yep. Or whole time, though, you can have your song with the lyrics in the background, and then I should have reminded you. But then, like, if you done did, like, a whole bunch of songs, though, it's just, like, hard. Because I used to remember every lyric from every one of my songs until that moment. Then I forgot everything. It was like, what?
Right.
I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of the same way. But, like, the way I end up setting up the shows now, like, if I know that I'm doing more than one song, I'll end up putting together my show mix probably, like, a day or two before. And then I'll just end up keep playing that over and over, just so I can make sure, like, yo, I got to make sure that I have every one of these words said so I don't look like a fool when I'm on stage.
Right.
That's a fact. Man, but I don't know, like, I ain't, like, my silly self. I thought that, like, I had to just speak over it, so every time I perform the show, I would just have the instrumental version, like, with the hook. And I thought that shit, it was horrible.
But no, sometimes instrumental ends up helping you. Like, once you end up listening to it a bunch of times, you'll end up knowing where every word that you said is supposed to go in that instrumental. So even if you go with a clean instrumental, you can always just end up going back up in your memory while you're performing, like, all right, this was said here, this bar went here, this is how that verse goes, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I remember one time, I messed up the verse, and I started saying a whole nother verse. off a whole nother song. I was like, damn, and it was new too. And then, like, one of my mans that came to me after the song, like, damn, like, ain't that verse of the other one? I'm like, yeah, damn.
Right. I mean, it rolled on the beat though. So, like I said, the only person that know that you fucked up besides your homies is you.
Right.
100%. Man, I started doing that in the cipher. Like, come with some hard ass lyrics and then just spit, and then whatever I spit in that cipher, I'm just gonna hop on stage and spit. Like, shit, it worked in the little crowd.
I don't know.
Oh, God. Speaking of freestyle,
I wouldn't know. I'm not an artist, so, you know, I don't know.
Ah, yeah, okay. You still working on that song, though.
Say, I'll learn one of your songs, and if you get on stage, I'll be up there with you, bud.
I mean, you break records, so it's like we won't look at you to come on and spit. You break records, so we cool with that.
Exactly. And so I'll be the Joe Budden. You be the I'll be the person on the radio that used to rap. You be the person that ain't never rap. We got two different systems of views of points.
There you go. So,
but man,
yeah. Speaking of freestyling, I'm just going to warn you right now. Not too many artists came on the show so far and was able to do what we're asking. So, with the whole Freestyle Friday, I throw out a bullshit word, a complicated word, whatever it comes to my mind, I'll throw it out there. You got to rap using that word. Or about that word. But you got to use. It's not easy.
I got to use it throughout the whole freestyle, or do I just
got to
use
it?
No.
You got to
throw it in there. All
right. I don't think that should be a problem.
Hey.
So you ready for that right now?
Let's get it.
So we can play. I'm about to say, we can get into a couple of songs and then come right back to it and get you prepped.
Yeah, we can do that.
Cool,
we'll play a couple
of
songs.
All right. All right, okay.
So,
we're going to throw a couple of songs out there.
If y'all listening right now, we're about to play A1 Nero's track, Wanna Turn Up. So, yeah, we're about to do that right now.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Thick as fuck, and she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her, ask to burn. Shotgun in the fuck, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool, when I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chilling in the club, and I'm sipping on my Henny. getting a VIP like they asked for some candy. All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got bitch tendencies. Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I split up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. She slid me the alley and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Keep it real with shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real with shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up.
During commercial break, we definitely had a caller calling in to request your song, and it just so happened the song was playing as she requested it. So,
yeah, fans, I appreciate it. I already know who that was. Shout out to my AK for calling in. Real shit.
Awesome song.
Shit. So, back to this freestyle. You ready?
Yeah, I feel like I'm ready.
The word is postal service.
Oh, shit. That's my one word. I feel like he cheated. That's cheating.
Hey,
that ain't
no,
one word.
I really feel like he cheated. I'm mad at him for using that.
Oh, wow. A man said postal service. Ouch.
Oh. You know, I can't make it. I can never make it.
All right, so look. When I step up in the booth, a lot of people think I'm nervous. Yeah, I might be a male handler working down at the postal service, but everybody already think about it. They think that they finna get their mail today, but no, I come around and they'll be like jail today. Too many fan fictions in hip-hop, and ain't a nigga real. Three goons got the bases loaded, and I'm going for the steal. I'm truly jacked for beats, you niggas falling head over heels. It'll be black and yellow when they kill a nigga over Bill. Crew jump, get a crew slump, move once, you dumb nigga, your move dunce. Code name Leprechaun, cause a nigga lose all his coins when he ran out of luck from the ground up. Yeah, a nigga had to build. Listen, nigga, souls are still angels in the field. The weapons I was blessed with and the other nigga would yield. Code name Rollins, I put a spear in the asylum and I did it with a shield. These clips been through a breakup the way that they've been dumping. Have a round on your man like you thinking of something. Beat Steve Austin with the drops, man, it's seriously stunning. Code name Rip Hamilton, you always see the best. When a man mass up it.
Hey.
Get a hand clap for that one.
I appreciate it. I really hate the fact that you use postal service. Like, you've been on my Facebook. I feel like you've been on my Facebook.
Hey, you know. Shit. B-Trey, I gave you some dumbass words last time, didn't I? It was like satellite. Some dumbass shit I gave you.
He gave me some dumb shit, bro. He always give me wild ass shit. Like local motor.
I'm surprised he didn't give you like UPS or FedEx or something like that.
Hey, at least you killed it, you know. You like one of four artists and did it so far.
He did his thing.
The way my job is set up, I've kind of always had bars for it. Because you have those good days, and then you have days where you want to go to your manager and just spit a hot-ass 16 and walk out with your pink slip like, yo, I quit, but I didn't want to go with those bars on the radio.
Hey.
I feel that.
I feel you.
Ooh. I wanted to give my boss a hot 16 last Thursday.
Instead, y'all be tripping. I'll be in there chilling. I'll be in there chilling. Y'all like, yeah. Even when I was in Florida, I ain't never really get mad though. Like even like when guests come through and get mad, I be laughing because like regardless of what's wrong, like I'ma help you. But I mean, you tripping over something stupid, like some missing tips.
With the post office, it's like I don't interact with customers, so it's like I'm always dealing with coworkers and managers and supervisors and stuff like that. And for some people, they let that power get to their head, and they don't know what the fuck they're doing now. So it's like, some days are better than others. That's the best way to put it.
Man, look, I'll tell you like this. Best thing to do to fuck somebody up, read the rule book. There's a lot of people out there with physicians that be pushing hella shit. I swear to God, I ain't even going to lie to you. When you realize, like, I'm saying, it's a lot of people that just got the power that they seen somebody do something in that position and think that's okay. So once they get that position, they be like, okay, do that too, and then they when you bring that rule to them, like you can't do that, I'm gonna get you fired. And they just shut up. So it's important to know the rules. You don't want to get cheated out of life.
I laugh because I actually did that at a job before. I literally one day was bored out of my mind, so I read the little rule handbook and shit. Boss tried to be on some other shit, and I hit him with some shit that was in the rule book. Like, technically, you can't do this because that's why I see. He's just looking at me like, damn, this nigga read this shit? Yeah.
My damn man. I didn't know he was educated. Goddamn.
Right, you know?
I like you.
Backfired on your ass.
Nothing more scary than an educated black man, bro.
Straight fact.
A1, you a fan of battle rap?
I am definitely a huge fan of battle rap.
Oh,
who's your favorite battle rapper?
Currently, right now, and I don't know if a lot of people agree with me with this, but I'm going to say K-Shine. Like, I also feel like he got snubbed for Champion of the Year this year. I'm definitely K-Shine. That's what I'm going for.
What?
K-Shine is a dogging nigga.
He must be the underdog of the year. Wow.
Like, the way that I've seen it with the battles that he had, he's been dogging it. And I haven't seen one battle before this quarantine shit happened. I didn't see one battle where K-Shine completely got washed or anything. The last battle he had with Clips, I feel like it was about 2-1, but I still feel like he ate Clips up in that first. That third Clips, I give it to him, Clips start snapping, walk the bang, but that first and second, Shine ripped him. NWX versus the Monstars, ripped him. Hell, Shine versus, who else is that nigga? He was ripping and dogging it. Like, I feel like Shine is an underdog, and a lot of people didn't want to see him win, but it was like, I didn't see anybody stopping him. Like, I understand Geechee Gotti is hard, and when Geechee Gotti step up, he going to rip a motherfucker. But when Geechee Gotti and Rum Nitty stepped up to NWX, I feel like NWX got him out of here.
Yeah, I agree. To me, K-Shine was like a one-round hitter. Like, all his battles, majority of his battles, he was like that first round or even if that second round, he'll come out swinging and then he just fall off. Like, damn, bro, you had it. He just fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Fans get the
boom
and shit, like,
hey,
you know, like, ah.
I got to give it to Clips. Clips still rap.
Yeah, Clips.
While the Clips still rapping, I got to give him title now. Sorry.
For me, of all time, my favorite was Hitman.
Oh, all time?
All time.
That's
me. Hitman. Cassidy, when he was around, but the Cassidy now, hell no, no way in hell.
No,
I said all time.
Let's not even bring up the Cassidy of now. Let's leave that man where he is. Cause I don't want him coming out of nowhere and they call y'all radio station. Man, I'm 5,003-0. What y'all be?
Nah, hey, that's one of my favorite rappers. I was saying, I believe. Okay, shit, fuck it. That's my nigga. But at the same time,
keeping it a buck, I would agree. Like with all time Hitman, just because I say overall Hitman kind of had everything. Like he got that deliverance,
man.
He got the punchlines, that aggression.
That
and then
aggression,
when he ended up doing the remixes, oh my god! Once he started doing the remixes, it really got crazy.
It was stupid. But with Hitman, he never had a bad battle ever. From the time he got in. First got in to the time he kind of like started getting super famous. He never had a bad hit. And then now during quarantine, I've been watching it. He's been rapping and putting out videos. Now I'm like, okay.
I was just
like,
going to say, a lot of people need to stop sleeping on Hitman on the video tip because that tip that he dropped, I don't care what people say about him stealing King Von Flow or whatever. He rolled that motherfucking beat the right way with that flow, and his shit sound a lot smoother than what King Von be spit.
Back. I be feeling like I want to go shoot some shit with King Von. Like, damn, I'm going to do a movie real quick. But yeah, Hitman,
but no lie, I will actually give credit to Hitman because that battle that he had with Verb, once Verb called out his top, I did not know Hitman could come back after that. Like, the way that people just kept hitting on that after that battle, it was like, that was going to live with that man for a good-ass minute because your pops responded in a battle.
Fact.
Yeah, you can't really come back from that type of shit.
Right.
But luckily he did. Like I said, I got to give him props on that. Like, he went crazy. Another person that I would definitely put on the radar as up stuff is K-Rock. K-Rock going to come out with some shit. Like, what he did to Hollow the Dunn, when he said, I pull out a razor blade, and then I cut, and then another cut, and another cut.
And another cut.
Like, he said, it looked like the belt buckle broke the way I'm trying to. He went nuts with that.
he definitely did.
That nigga nice.
Yeah, he proves himself to me. At first, I was like, yeah, but he proves himself to me. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, with the people that he running with, he got up under him. Tay Rock definitely going to end up being one of the GOATs. Like, if he ain't already one of the GOATs, like, not just for himself, but the team he got with him, K's gang, like, a lot of them is unstoppable. But, like I said, I'm riding with Shine and NWX. Like, that's my squad right there.
That's so tough. It's like K-Shine right now.
K-Shine.
But a lot of people can't sleep on K-Shine on the music tip too, cause I even follow that man on Instagram. He got some shit in his bag, like that Hurricane and Lurking and Red Bandana that he already dropped. Those are crazy, but the other shit that he got coming, even crazier.
I think a lot of the battle rappers right now are starting to just produce their music. I've been watching Arsenal. He's been going a little crazy. Like, damn.
I got one joint from Arsenal that I really, like, really fuck with. Besides that feature that he did with Montana 300 and FGE, it's that vibe that he did with Ha Ha Davis. I'm not sure if that's on his last project or the project before, but I really fuck with that joint. Like, that joint hard.
Yeah, you got a track with Ha Ha Davis?
Yeah. Like, Ha Ha Davis is on the end doing, like, an outro for him, but it's called Vibes. It's like, that joint is, like, it's smooth, but it's also on some Arsenal shit. Like, it's on some disrespectful shit, but it's smooth disrespectful.
Fuck.
It's like, that got levels to this.
Exactly.
I fuck with it. So you think you could be a battle rapper and an artist at the same time?
It's possible. I ain't, like, never end up venturing or thinking about going into the field of battle rap, because it's more like it's some on-the-spot shit, and my on-the-spot shit ain't always where it's supposed to be. So it's like I end up taking what I learned from battle rap and I try to put it in my actual music. So, like, if you hear something from me and it kind of sound battle rap-ish, then it's kind of like I was inspired from that. And I tried to transform it over into, like, my actual song. So it's like, it's not just sounding like the same flow. It's sounding like, oh, this can actually be spit in a battle if he end up wanting to do it.
I feel you.
True.
I think that's how I write my shit, too. I instantly, like, I kind of, like, target somebody and just get the spit, and this shit just go hard. Like, I feel like I'm, like, damn, who you mad at? Nah, I ain't mad at nobody. It's just like, chick, whoever can get it, whoever want it can get it. Like, I'm making
right.
I gotta get back to my freestyle and shit.
True.
I'm slowly coming back. I'm slowly coming back, though. Producer first, though.
Facts. I said, you do whatever you do to make your money.
Yeah.
I still gotta lay down that track.
See, I told you. You got that track. You tell me to talk about.
I still got the track. And this was the perfect week to do because I took the time off of everything. I just been still busy doing other stuff.
You could have came over here and laid it down.
This is true. It's like halfway written. I got to write the rest.
I ain't trying to hear none of that.
That's going to be my one-hit wonder.
Nah, it can't be no one hit wonder, nah. But
I'm gonna be like super hot, but I'm not a rapper.
Nah, I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Hey,
wait,
super hot was out here killing it. Like, he almost had the Soulja Boy career before it ended up having a bit of a comeback.
It was only one. I want to say trash rapper that I thought was trash and turned it around and I fucked with him. And it was Lil B. Lil B actually a lyrical ass rapper, but he just rap ass. Because
hashtag base God, hashtag base God.
Yeah.
He did it for a reason, though.
He's proven a point. But he cold. Have you seen his diss when he dissed Joe Budden back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh my, that's when I was like, oh my God, is this the is this Iron Man my car? Is this the same guy? he
Loki?
Fuck Joe Budden.
Blueface the same way. That he got bars for his ass. Same reason why Lil B. He's like, hey, motherfuckers, buy into bullshit. I'ma just keep giving out bullshit. But I can really rap. I'ma just keep giving out this bullshit. And shit, everybody keep buying.
I actually like legit have to hear Blueface like really rap. Like after he went on the I think that was the Breakfast Club, but I was Power 103 and said that he was the most lyrical rapper of all time. After that, it was like I couldn't take him serious with the music that he was dropping. So like I legit have to hear him spit some shit that I'm like, oh shit, that was hard as hell. Like the only track that I would hear.
I'll find his video. I'll tag you in so you can.
I was about to say, okay.
Yeah, I got to find Blueface.
Blueface got bars.
Like I said, I got to hit. Like, the only song like I really like rock with from Blueface, besides Stop Be Honest, because that beat was banging, is Studio. And the only reason I really like rock with Studio is because the way the hook is. Like, that hook is a decent-ass flow the way he wrote the beat. And, like, it sounds really, really decent. But other than that, it was like, I can't hear nothing else from him. It's like, okay, he's going to be off beat, and it's going to tone me off. Like, when he dropped Holy Moly with NLE Chopper, it was like, come on, man.
But they kind of went hard, though, with the go hard.
But what I will give him credit for, he really put me on the NLE Chopper. A lot of people sleep on him, but NLE Chopper be spitting.
You know what? Funny thing is I was telling my son this last week. And I actually gave him a listen. I'm like, he's going off. Okay, he actually said shit.
Because I ain't really know nothing about him. Like, I knew that he was like a Memphis rapper who walked the bang. And I heard the Shadow Flow remix of Blueface. So I did my research and I heard the original. I'm like, yo, he going crazy on this original. Then I end up listening to some more of his shit, like that Walk Him Down with Roddy Ricch. I'm like, yo, NLE Chopper actually really be spitting.
Fact. He definitely be spitting shit.
You know what I'm saying? I only heard like a couple songs from him, but I fuck with it. It's not like one of them ones that I just be like, oh, out back, like, damn, he cold as hell. I listen to him a little bit more. I ain't gonna hold no judgment on him yet.
I feel you on that.
But I do respect this.
I like out of Chicago. We all think it's like next up.
Next up.
I'm gonna roll with Polo G. Polo G actually be staying for shit.
Yeah.
Funny thing about that, like, real funny thing about that, I was talking with my coworker, like a couple weeks ago, and we was like, right now the top three artists that's like looking like they're gonna be legends is Drake, Cole, and Kendrick. So I was like, who you think gonna be next up? The people that we like literally thought about: Polo G, Roddy Ricch, and the Baby. Like, I see them being like the next three like hottest artists that's like riding out waves and like got the longevity. So I definitely see Polo G being up there. It's like straight fact. Especially with the man just winning the Grammy for the track he did with Nipsey Hussle. Man already on his way.
All right. We got like a couple of minutes left. Any final thoughts, guys? Final words?
For me, as always, y'all, wash your hands. Whether you believe this shit is real or not, out there, just be cautious. But be courteous to everybody. Next week, I'm back to my podcasting live here on OG Radio and Poetry on Thursdays. So getting back in tune. Catch my Instagram, HailRail1290. I made another Instagram for radio purpose, that's HailRail1206. Follow that. Follow my Facebook, Terrell Redmond. And I'll holler at y'all.
Hey, Juan, you got anything else to say?
only thing that I really want to say is basically this goes out to a lot of the artists out there. Be humble. Be supportive because you never know how far it's going to get you. Like, always look out for somebody that's looked out for you, whether they did something to support you or not, or even if you just want to support another person. A lot of people might claim to being dick riding or whatever, but you helping somebody that's in a better position than you get to another level, and you never know where that gets you. But that's all I can really say. Follow me on all social medias. That's A1_Nero. Make sure y'all look out for my EP Messages and my album. It's called The Game of Life, and that's also coming soon as well. So just tune in. Like, check on me for updates. Like I said, everywhere it's A1_Nero. Facebook is A1Nero, just A-O-N-E-N-E-R-O. And then my fan page is A1Nero. Basically it.
I appreciate you doing the show, bro. I appreciate you. You're always more than welcome to come back as well.
Like I said, I definitely ain't got no problem with that. I'm gonna definitely come back with some more heat. Just don't
appreciate
hit me with
it,
the postal service no more next time.
I'm gonna have something good for you next time.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all.
All right, man. My love. And I have to say my final thoughts or whatever. I gotta say, he already said wash your hands. But yeah. Slowly the motherfucking world is about to basically open back up. Don't be too eager to do that shit. Do not be too eager to jump outside. And once the world open back up, motherfuckers, please don't act crazy. I'm saying, act like y'all been outside before. I'm saying, no random bullets, no random shenanigans. Give us at least a month of violence free outside. Okay, shit,
that's
true.
Oh, and also y'all tune in, especially tune in for next Tuesday. We also have another guest. She's an R&B artist. So definitely tune in Tuesday, same time. That's it, y'all. Good night.
Good night.